Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Joseph Hoge. Joseph, are you ready to do this?
Let's get going. Let's do this.
Excellent. Let's do this. Joseph is a CFA. He is the founder of Peer Finance 101, My Stock Market Basics, and My Work From Home Money. I'm excited to have you on. Joseph, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is you do what you do.
Well, thanks, George. Starting out, I think it's probably kind of a story that most people can relate to. I was out of the Marine Corps in 2001, went to college for finance and communications, and got a job in corporate finance because, you know, that's just what you do, right? You go to college, you get a job, and then it turns out you're miserable for the next 30 years until you can – or 40 years as it were maybe until you can get the money together to retire on oatmeal and, basically nothing a day. So I knew, I realized that, early retirement wasn't the answer because then what the hell was I going to do in retirement? I set out to find what I wanted to do, find my purpose and how to make money off of that. So I started freelancing, started writing for other bloggers and really getting to know the online space. In 2013, then I started my own blogs. All within the personal finance, investing, making money kind of niche, and then actually just this last year I started in on the YouTube, and have loved it ever since. You know, I love the interaction that I get with the community on the blogs and on YouTube. I help people finding their own purpose, their own personal finance. How to wake up from their personal finance nightmares, and it's been great.
That's excellent. There's so many great mediums that are available to us now, and that's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because so many great ways to do it, but how do you get started? What do you focus on? What do you not? So if somebody's interested in making money, I guess, how do they get started? Like, what's the first step?
Well, I think the first step is just to get started. You know, I think a lot of people they get that analysis paralysis where they want everything to be perfect before they get started. And the truth is that it's never going to be perfect, and there's a lot of learning as you go. The idea of getting started, though, also is that there's a lot in how you're found on the internet that depends on just basically how long you've been doing it.
Right.
And so Google looks for your website age in its search rankings. So older blogs tend to get ranked a little bit better. You'll start building relationships with other bloggers. You'll start building links. A lot of things that are gonna really help you get found, and help your business grow. Get started. It's amazingly simple. Basically, all you need is maybe a $5 a month web hosting package and a website. You know, you get a lot of free website themes from WordPress, and just get started. You know, you make a plan. You need to know what topic you want to go after, and that's just what you're going to be talking about, because you can make a lot of money in this line of business. But you also have to have a passion for it, because the money doesn't come overnight, and you're probably going to be talking about something for at least 6 months or to a year before you start making that real money. So you really have to have a passion for the topic and enjoy talking about it anyway.
Right, and that certainly makes sense. So, I mean, get started, yes, but you need to figure out what it is that you want to be talking about first, right? So
sure.
Are there specific advice that you give people? Because maybe I love baseball, but not necessarily going to be a great moneymaker for me, maybe. Or maybe it would be. I don't know.
Well, I think I would put the money on the – not necessarily put it on the back burner at first, but just when it comes to thinking about your topic. Because, you know, what's the goal here? The goal really isn't to make money, mm-hmm. because, you know, you can make money doing anything. You go, you know, be a barista at Starbucks and make money. Your goal is to make money and be happy, you know, be happy doing it. Find that purpose, something that, you know, what did Steve Jobs say? Do what you love and you'll never work again in your life. Mm-hmm. So you need to find what you love. So your hobbies, what you enjoy talking about, and it doesn't even have to really start from an area of experience or expertise. Anything you talk about for, you know, a few hours a week, every week, is going to become an area of expertise. So, you know, you start with that passion, you start with what you enjoy talking about, and you can find ways to make money off of that. You know, show me a topic and I'll show you a video course on Udemy, or I'll show you a how-to book on Amazon. There are people that make money off everything, you know, for better or worse. So do what you love, and then find a way to make money off of that.
Got it. Okay. So do you think that is blogging still a pretty viable way of doing that and getting your message out?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, you hear every year, you'll hear people say blogging is dead or this is dead. You know, any kind of media form will be dying. But the truth is, you know, there's still billions of people that search Google every year for different things. They land on blogs, they read it, they get interested, and they buy something. You know, my blogs, I actually just started my blogs in 2014. So that's not, well, 2013, 2014. So it wasn't an eternity ago. But, you know, I still make upwards of $6,000, $7,000 a month off the blogs. The YouTube channel is growing very quickly, and it's competitive. There are things that have changed, but that's all part of running a business. You just follow the industry, follow you know, how things are changing and how you can adapt your business to it. Obviously, within blogging, you know, you can't get links by some of those spammy techniques. Basically, links are how you build that search authority for Google and that ranking. It used to be you could basically just, you know, spam your blog name all over the internet and build a blog. You can't do that anymore. So that part of blogging is dead. But there's other things that open up, and it's, like I said, it's just part of business. You just adapt with how the industry evolves.
So when you say links, what does that mean specifically?
Well, links are just you know, anytime you're on the internet, you see a something that's clickable, right? You know, you might click to another website, you might click to an ad. That's a link, right? It's basically just a code on the website that you can click on the text or the image, and it takes you somewhere else. So that's a link, and it's really a sign of authority for some of these search engines, like Google being the obvious one. So obviously Google sees these links from other sites going to your page, going to your blog, and it says, well, that blog must be an authority on this topic because, you know, all these other websites are linking to them.
I see.
So it's part of the marketing for being a blogger, really.
Okay. So are there key or really common ways to develop that income stream? You mentioned online courses or ebooks or how-to books. Are there really common ways that people will monetize?
Sure. And that's really the big difference making tip I was going to offer at the end. It's so important, because I know a lot of people, they start their blog and everybody tells them just build traffic first, build your blog, don't worry about making money. But the fact is that even if you're making a very little each month, that's going to be the motivation you need to keep going, because it's a longer game. Nobody would expect you to start a company and to, you know, double income every month or every year and to be an instant success. These things, it takes time to develop. So you really have to go into it with a profit plan, you know, how you're going to make money off of different income sources, because very few income sources are going to make enough money every month consistently to pay the bills and really to make you financially wealthy. But if you can incorporate four, five, seven different income sources, then that's going to help you reach that consistency and, you know, that overall amount that's going to make you happy and going to make you successful. So, I make income off of about seven different sources. You know, within that there's self-publishing, which is easily by far my favorite and probably the most passive income source you'll find. There's affiliate marketing, which is basically just, finding products from different companies that you'd like, that you enjoy, that you think would be helpful to your readers, and talking about those. You put a link on your website about those products. When somebody clicks over into those, to the company, if they make a purchase or buy something, then you get a commission off that. So that's affiliate marketing. There's also just basic advertising, which is, you see that all the time, those little ad boxes and stuff, and you get paid when somebody clicks on those, whereas the affiliate marketing, they have to actually buy something. There's a lot of different sources, consulting, printables. You can go into, you can start doing workshops, just a lot of different ways. And that's why I say, really, you can make money off of anything. You know, even something that is very hard to monetize through one source. If you know, you like talking about sports, so you could write books on that. You could, there's obviously a lot of companies that sell products and services in sports. You could do affiliate marketing for that. You could do some kind of consulting even, or videos, video courses.
That is a lot. You're right.
Yeah. It's part of, I think, you know, the one thing that people don't realize when they get into this is that it is a job. It is a business, and you have to treat it like that. You know, even if you're fortunate enough to go full time, which you don't have to, you can do this on, 3 to 5 hours a week and be very successful. But if you are fortunate enough to transition into full time, you still need to get up at 6, 7 in the morning. You work till 5. You do that every day, sometimes even on Saturdays. And you learn the different roles. You learn the marketing, you learn the administration, the accounting, as well as just putting together the content.
Got it. Yeah, it's an obvious thing to say, but it's an entrepreneurial endeavor, and you are stepping into the realm of being the president, the CEO, and needing to wear all these different hats that maybe you weren't wearing before, if you had just a traditional account manager type job, whatever.
Sure.
So do you have advice for how people learn how to do that, or how you best learned how to spend your time and not let one area get out of weight?
Well, it's part of picking that niche, that topic that you love, because when you do that, then you're going to want to spend more time on it, really. Even when you're not sitting at your desk working per se, you're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be searching the web for different ideas, different suggestions. There's a ton of free resources on the internet for blogging. There's my site, myworkfromhomemoney.com, where I talk about all the different roles that you need, how to set up your blog, how to begin, how to make money. There's a Nick Loper's site, which is sidehustlenation.com, a really good one for people not necessarily wanting to create a blog, but just looking for different side hustle ideas. Pat Flynn's blog, Smart Passive Income, is very popular, and that's more for blogging and starting different online income streams. Within YouTube, there's Tim Schmoyer's channel and Daryl Eve's channel, which are really great, how to build a YouTube channel ones. So there's all these free resources that you can look at, and you just, kind of start consuming their content and start learning, how it's done. Obviously, it's not an overnight thing. I'm still learning after 4+ years. But it's continuously surprises me how democratized it is, how easy it is, and how, I wouldn't say riskless, but how you can do this without as much risk as what we're traditionally thinking about with entrepreneurship. In the past, you would have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars to open up a retail space. You'd have to sign leases for property. You'd have to you know, do manufacturing, it would cost you basically your life savings to open, just to start a business. You'd have to quit your traditional job and really put everything into this new business. With this online space, like I said, with blogging, it costs all of about $5 a month, right, to start a blog. You know, you can do it 3 to 5 hours a week while you build your blog and while you're working full time. So it's really an opportunity that everyone should be taking advantage of, because it is an opportunity to do what you enjoy, to do what you love, and to grow it into a business that eventually will have some parts passive. You know, you're always going to have to work on it some hours a week, because it is a business. But there are passive income parts of it that, you know, just like any successful business, will give you consistent monthly cash flow forever. And that's really an amazing thing to think of, when you think of everyone that works, you know, 40 or 50 years and has nothing at the end of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. So this all sounds pretty appealing. What is it that stops people from being successful at it?
Well, I think, I think just that fear of getting started is a big one. Once you get started, I think a big hurdle is not getting disappointed. You know, you do read a lot of these blogs I won't say lie, but they oversell their income, and they oversell it on, you know, what it took to get there. You'll see bloggers making 10,000, 20,000 plus a month, and obviously they didn't start there. Maybe they had other factors that contributed to their success. So a lot of bloggers, I think the actual statistic is something like 90% of bloggers stop updating their site within like 6 months. So you can't get disappointed. You know, that 6 months, that 1 year mark is very important. And that's why I say start slow. You know, do it 3 to 5 hours a week. Do something you enjoy doing, so it's not necessarily like work anyway.
Right.
Have that profit plan where you know how you're going to make money off different things, and start doing that immediately, so that you have those checks coming in, and can really motivate you to last. Because that's really the secret to online income, is that there's no secret. It's just the people that stick around are the people that are going to be successful. You know, I've met a lot of these bloggers that do have that six figure income a year, and some of them are you know, they were going to be successful in whatever they did. But a lot of them, it's, you know, they had no secrets. They're nothing special. They just stuck around, and they were able to leverage those years into success.
Yeah, I think that's such great advice, and so true and accurate in, I would have to imagine, the majority of different spaces. It's just a matter of, it's sort of like attrition, right? It's whoever's able to stick it out, and you sort of figure it out, and you learn what to do and what not to do, and how to focus your time. So
it is, and it's anticlimactic. You know, I know everybody wants, what's that one big secret? What's that thing that's going to make me successful? But that's really it. That's, stick around. When people are saying, hey, blogging is dead, or hey, YouTube is dead, then you say, okay, and keep on going. Right. Because they're going to be dropping out, and you know, there's still 7 billion people in the world. They're looking for something. They're looking for answers. And if you stick around and you keep providing those answers, then they're going to pay you for it.
I love it. Well, I know that you alluded to your difference-making tip, but give it to me one more time.
Sure. Well, it's just, having that profit plan. There's obviously, we talked about a lot of roles within blogging, that administration, accounting, the content management. But I think people wait too long to have that profit plan, you know, how you're going to make money from different sources. So you go after self-publishing, you integrate that into your content calendar, which basically that just means, okay, I have this book idea that I want to write. I have these 10 chapters that I want to do, and this is all through research. And you make those chapters your content for the next 2 months. You know, every week you write a chapter and post it on your blog. That way, after 2 months, boom, you've got a book written. You just reformat it, turn it into a book, and get it out there. You've got affiliate marketing. You've got courses. Basically, you just need to spend 2 weeks focusing on learning about the different ways people make money online. Pick at least 3 or 4 and build that into your strategy from day one. That's going to start that money coming in as soon as possible, and it's going to motivate you to keep going.
I love it. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
So thank you for that. Joseph, where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Well, I've got the 5 blogs. I think the best one here would be myworkfromhomemoney.com to really check out some of those ideas on working from home and how to build your blog. I'm loving the interaction with the community on YouTube, on the YouTube channel. So visit me at Let's Talk Money on YouTube there, and reach out with an email or with a comment on one of the videos. I love hearing from people.
Awesome. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Joseph your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to myworkfromhomemoney.com and find him on YouTube at Let's Talk Money, which I will obviously have in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Joseph.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!